Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. It is the morning mess. It is time for the staycation setup, the part of the show where we catch up cheaters. Hopefully not for Nina, though. So Nina's on the line. She thinks that her man is cheating after he lied about getting arrested. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Well, we just want to know what the heck is going on with you and your man.
So my boyfriend and I, we've been like living together for just like about 3 months. And because we aren't married yet, we, you know, we're trying to keep our lives separate still, you know, like we have our own friends, we go to different gyms like that. So when he asked me that he wanted to go to happy hour with his coworkers, I thought no big deal because, you know, we're cool like that.
Right.
Except the only thing that would not be cool is if he didn't come home that night, which he did not.
Wow. What was the excuse?
His excuse is a picture of him in front of a police station, and he's asking me to pick him up because he's been arrested for being too drunk.
Okay, well, I mean, how much was there bail? Like, is everything good?
Well, okay, see, that's where everything is getting confusing because he tells me that he just got way too drunk at the happy hour, so he got sent to the drunk tank. But then there is, like, no paperwork. And he says he was just let go with a warning, so I just can't let it rest, so I have to check online to see if, like, he's missing anything or if I'm missing anything. But, I mean, he didn't have his paperwork, so I don't have, like, any information to go on. So there's really nothing to say that he was arrested.
So you think he did all this stuff faking an arrest because he was out with somebody and cheated on you?
I kind of think so, because when I ask him more questions, he just, like, starts to get mad, and he says he doesn't remember that I should stop prying.
About his arrest? If he went to happy hour with his coworkers, you're thinking that maybe it's one of them he might be cheating on you with?
Sometimes the easiest answer is the right answer, right? So it could be one of these people that he was out with. It could be somebody that I don't even know, because it just seems odd. So I need y'all.
Okay. All right, well, we just need his number. What we're going to do is call him up, tell him he's won a free romantic staycation, and obviously we're going to ask him who he wants to put on the reservation. That'll let us know that if he's cheating on you or not, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
No, we got you. Hold on right there. We just need his info, okay?
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Hang on. It's the Morning Mess. Staycation Setup's up next. Okay, Morning Mess inside the staycation setup. This is the part of the show where we try to catch up these cheaters, so we were catching up with Nina. She thinks her man is definitely cheating as he went to happy hour with some friends. No big deal. She's used to that. He didn't come home that night, Nina, and you get this call, this text that he got arrested. That's why he didn't head home that evening, and he's at the police station for you to pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
And you pick him up, and you wanted to see his paperwork, like what they charge him with. He said he didn't have the paperwork.
He had nothing.
Right. You went online, couldn't find anything, so you just think he stood out all night, probably cheating on you, and here we are. Let's call your boyfriend up, Bruce. Anish is going to call up, playing a front desk clerk at the Aurora Hotel. Tell him he's won a free romantic hotel stay. And then that important question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? And he should only be saying your name, Nina. So if you're ready, we'll go ahead and call him up.
Yes, do it.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Bruce?
Yes.
Hi, Bruce. Well, I hope I'm not catching you at a bad time. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with fantastic news. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay here at the Aurora Hotel. It's our newest location we just opened up, so we wanted to offer this romantic weekend for you and a romantic guest. Penthouse suite stay, honeymoon package, and I wanted to let you know that you're getting this for free, so congratulations.
Right. That's free after I give you, like, what, my credit card information? No, I'm good.
No, we won't be needing your credit card. There is no charges, deposits, fees, or taxes. That is only if you decide to get room service, but we wanted you to come stay with us in exchange for reviews. Is that something that you could help us out with, Bruce?
Wait, so that sounds pretty good, actually.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. We start off this romantic weekend with a personalized note. It is addressed to your guest of honor from you. You can set the mood with this. I want to give you a moment. Let me know what you'd like that to say whenever you're ready.
That's Let's keep that simple. Something just, let's have a good time.
Okay. Well, I have that down for you. My next question for you, Bruce, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest of honor's full name for us to continue.
It's Ellie.
Who the f*** is Ellie? Are you serious?
Hey, Bruce, legally, we got to let you know that you're live on the radio with your girlfriend, Nina. We're called the Morning Mess.
What the f*** is going on? You're bringing somebody else's vacation thing?
You're getting this all twisted up here. Of course I'm bringing you. That's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
I'm not f***ing dumb. Just be honest now, because now you're just making me. I'm trying my best to be honest,
but I can't talk if you're not going to let me explain.
Okay, so Nina, here, let me put you on pause. So what you're doing is giving him time to make up an excuse. Let him talk, because the more time you don't let him talk, the more excuse he's going to have. So Bruce, explain who Ellie is.
Ellie's nobody.
Is that the best you can do?
She gave you like two minutes to come up with something.
And like, it's nobody. She's imaginary. Okay, Nina, get him.
No, wait, hold on.
You got the wrong one. No, you got me f***ed up. You're caught. You went to a police station just to get your picture taken in front of it. You're psycho.
Nina, we're here for you. I'm really concerned about like where we go from here.
I mean, no. Obviously, somebody has to get their shit from the house.
I nominate Bruce. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Yeah. Aye, Bruce. Thanks. Pack your shit. You got to go.
Okay, no, you just don't throw
all in favor say
like
aye.
Away.
Aye. Aye. All right. Thanks for the call, Bruce. We're going in a tunnel. We're losing for reception. We got to go. Bye. Nina.
What the f***?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, who is this girl again that obviously he's cheating with?
Oh, something. Ellie. Whatever. Having separate lives probably wasn't the best idea.
We can get you a counselor so you can work out some of the very understandable anger that you have right now, girl. I just don't want you to do anything drastic.
Yeah. Have you had a whole chapter in your life yet? Because if not, now's the time.
I guess I haven't thought about it until now.
That's right. Get that Brazilian done and get out there. Get a little two-piece.
No, I'm going to let it grow out now.
Grow out? Oh,
what?
She's hibernating.
Okay, girl, I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We're going to get you a counselor.
No, some people like Harry Styles. You know
what I'm saying?
All right.
Hello.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.